Hi, this is Annabelle Druce here at the Literary Festival for Abbotsley. We're joined with Helen Thurlow, who has come to speak to us during this week and will be speaking to us now. So, hi Helen, thank you for coming to speak to us just then.
Hi Annabelle, it's lovely to be here.
So we're just going to ask you a few questions which our listeners might be interested in. Firstly, how you find your inspiration for your book and your recent book?
I found inspiration reading a newspaper article, which was about forced marriages of teenagers that was happening in Sydney. And I couldn't imagine what it would be like to be a teenager going to school and doing all the normal things that teenagers do with the expectation that you would go and marry someone overseas that you didn't even know. So I was just curious to find out what that would feel like, and that led me to do a lot of research and to write the story of Ezra.
Awesome. What advice would you give for young readers finding their inspiration as well?
I think it's really about finding a topic that you're curious about, so that the process of writing is also a process of discovery for you as well. Because certainly with writing this book, the content and what I thought it was about changed along the way as I discovered more about how things really were. But make sure you write about something that you're interested in, because otherwise you'll get bored, and if you're bored, your writing will be boring.
Yeah. You talked about the information changing along the process, your ideas changing. What would have been the most surprising part of working on this book and doing the research?
Well, I guess the thing is, forced marriage sounds like such a extreme, harsh thing, and in the media often that's the way it's portrayed, like, you know, there's a 9-year-old girl marrying a 45-year-old man, and that's really dreadful, which of course it is. But really, it's more often much more complex and subtle than that. And it'll be, a teenage girl who her family are encouraging her into an arranged marriage. And because the family, you know, is so close, it's difficult for her to resist that pressure. And that pressure is there for cultural reasons, where people genuinely intend a good outcome for the two people getting married, but the girl, well, it's usually a girl, but sometimes it's a boy, have other aspirations for their life that they can't have the liberty to explore.
Interesting. Did you find your research and speaking to these girls quite emotional at times?
Oh, no, not really. I mean, none of the girls I met, I don't think, were at risk of a forced marriage, with the exception of one girl who was going back to Pakistan. But they all told me stories about other people who'd been at school and what might have happened to them. And it wasn't so much that they were forced into a marriage, but they were certainly strongly encouraged to get promised earlier than they would have wanted to. And promised in this context means get engaged. But it's not a light-hearted thing, you know. If you're engaged, you pretty much agreed that there's going to be a wedding. So that's kind of, you know, a lot of girls told me about a friend who went back to Lebanon in the school holidays, and she and other friends were around, it was all family, and they said, yeah, you should get it promised to this guy, and she really didn't want to, but she just felt she didn't have any option but to agree.
Would you say that before writing this book, before reading the newspaper article, you were interested in this topic?
I don't even think I registered it as something that was really happening in Australia. I kind of could imagine that in some, you know, I don't know, other parts of the world where there aren't the same kind of expectations about what women might do with their lives, that sort of stuff happens, but then it's so far away, it's a bit hard to engage your interest in the same way. But to think I can just hop in the car and turn up in a part of Sydney within 20 minutes, half an hour, and you know, it could be happening, then that's quite a different thing, to think that's part of our social fabric.
Yeah, that is interesting. This is a little fun question. Could you give us a rundown of an average day as a really successful author? Especially, it might be really busy, considering you just released your new book.
I don't know what it feels like to be a really successful author.
I'll say you're quite successful getting published.
I have one book that was published 10 days ago, exactly. And at the moment, my life feels like I'm in a washing machine. I'll tell you, the thing that... Okay, you write the book and it's a long process, and eventually you get this lovely kind of printed up thing, which apparently is also available on Kindle, which is also exciting. But then there's all this stuff that needs to go with it, which is to generate interest in the book. And part of that these days is to really be on top of all the social media. And so, you know, I've set this up with Twitter, and I'm trying to work out how to do all that and get followers and retweet and blah, blah, blah. And then Instagram's also quite popular for authors. And I've been taking the photos, but I just can't quite work out how to load them onto my Instagram account. So I think, right, I have to sit down and do a tutorial on Instagram. And I need to have a Facebook page for a writer as well, and my own website. And so, yeah, there's all this ancillary stuff that goes on. And then there's a whole bunch of, you know, people selling books, particularly online, where they want to do an author profile. So they ask you to fill out questionnaires, like, you know, what's something about you that people usually don't know? Mm. Or how would you describe yourself in 5 words? And so I've had to do about, I don't know, answer about 100 questions like that, which is all good fun, but it's just, like, nothing to do with writing the next book at this stage.
Yeah.
Although I have started that, but I've just pushed it into a corner until all the excitement around this book is resolved. So, yeah, a day, every day is different. Look, here I am at Abbotsley.
Mm.
You know, a week ago, I wasn't even on the program. Somebody got sick, and here I am.
Well, thank you so much for coming to speak to us.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Yeah, thank you,
Annabelle. We wish you the best of luck for your next book and hope that it's a really good one.
Good. Thank you.